The Ball, as read by the author Clark Ady. It lay there in the bushes, a little hard to reach, more forgotten than abandoned, evidence of a kid at play. I like to think of that boy, tow-headed and smiling, possessed of a savage energy that I must admit has long escaped me in my well-ordered, grown-up world. In a vision set before me, I could see his enraptured face, rejoicing in the moment, exuberant, careless, and carefree, his limbs in constant motion, in his whirlwind of play and laughter. With his hair cropped short, in dirty togs and heedless of such inanities, he launches his ball at the foe, and with arms aloft rejoices at his assured success. Then, with a call from somewhere, he exits the scene triumphant, yet soon forgotten as he rushes to his next rendezvous of indubitable great importance. In this, his day of innocent wonders. As in my mind's eye the scene retreated, the ball lay there, a remnant of play, relic of a world I once called my own, distant but alive once more today. To recapture but a moment of that life gave me joy, pure and undefiled. For I was once a boy.